You are listening to Ignite, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Hi, this is Pastor David Wendell, assistant to Bishop Dan Selbo for Ministry and Ecumenism in the North American Lutheran Church. I'd like to talk with you briefly today about on increasing worship attendance in congregations. In Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 to 25, we read, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." One of the most common questions pastors, church councils, and congregations ask is, what can we do about our declining worship attendance? Now, without a doubt, declining worship attendance is a challenge. As congregations look for the silver bullet, which will immediately and successfully bring people back to regular worship, fill the pews, and strengthen struggling congregations. I think one could do an interesting and maybe a little depressing sociological study of worship attendance among Christians in North America. Pew and Gallup have many polls that have led to articles trying to get at what is perceived as decline in worship attendance. Some studies indicate that worship attendance among Protestants as a whole has remained steady the last few years. Check out an article by Gallup, April 18, 2019. However, breaking that down clarifies that some denominations and non-denominations have seen increase in worship attendance, while mainline denominations have seen worship attendance decline, keeping the average among Protestants steady. Lumping all non-Catholics into a Protestant pool of worshipers doesn't really tell us much. Among NALC Lutherans, in the absence of any kind of true statistical study of worship attendance, the best we have is anecdotal information. Many pastors and congregations will acknowledge that they've seen a decline in worship attendance the last few years. For this reason, it's most helpful for pastors and congregational leaders to actually track worship attendance to be able to accurately graph whether indeed worship attendance has declined, or whether it's risen or stayed the same. If congregations would engage in that kind of tracking, it might lead to an interesting picture of worship attendance in the congregation and also in the North American Lutheran Church. Would it be helpful to know how many NALC congregations are seeing an increase in worship attendance? It would certainly surprise us to find most congregational worship attendance is steady. If the experience of pastors is any indication, we may very well discover that yes, worship attendance in the NALC is affected by the various factors which regularly pull people away from weekly participation, meaning worship attendance is declining in many of our congregations. As this isn't intended to be a sociological or statistical study of NALC worship attendance patterns, I would suggest a couple things that might help to strengthen worship patterns within our congregations. First, let's be intentional about tracking attendance and setting goals for growth in congregational attendance. Second, let's be more serious about worship as a holy day of obligation, if we call it that. First, intentionality with regard to worship attendance. One of the difficulties with regard to worship attendance is that we're not intentional about it. In other words, we may keep track of total worship attendance as the ushers count heads each week and record the number in the little notebook in the narthex, but are we intentional about graphing that out over time? Do we compare trends from one year to the next? Do we really know whether worship attendance at each service is declining, increasing, or maybe staying the same? Are we intentional about tracking who is worshiping each week? How many children, youth, adults, seniors? How many visitors? What causes us to have more visitors on a given Sunday? Having an accurate understanding of worship attendance allows us to be intentional about addressing the real issues we're facing. And how do we address these issues? As a parish pastor, I was always committed to growth by goal setting. And this was true with regard to worship attendance as with everything else. Each year, as we tracked attendance accurately, our church council set a realistic goal for average Sunday weekend worship attendance in the coming year. We publicized this goal in the weekly bulletin alongside worship attendance for the preceding Sunday and the previous month's average. It wasn't handled legalistically, nor was anyone ever berated for not being in worship. It was, though, a positive, intentional strategy for Sunday worship, taking Sunday worship seriously. It involved the whole congregation, every household and disciple of Jesus in the goal of being serious about Sunday worship, acknowledging that we are commanded to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, realizing our congregation was strengthened by regular participation in worship. The fact is, congregations and pastors are excited and energized by increasing worship attendance. By the same token, congregations and pastors are demoralized by decline in worship attendance. Remember, setting goals for increasing average Sunday weekend worship attendance must be realistic and attainable. Increasing Sunday attendance is one of the more difficult goals to reach, as every member is tempted and lured away by the myriad distractions and diversions which are now available on Sunday mornings. Yes, often people must work on Sunday, travel on Sunday, or stay home with illness. Reminding each other of the value of Sabbath keeping on the Lord's Day as a day of worship, word, prayer, family, and rest not only strengthens individuals and families, it also strengthens the whole body of Christ. Even if your congregational goal is to increase worship attendance in the coming year by 3 to 5 worshipers, celebrate that every time you reach or exceed your goal as a congregation. Communicate with the congregation how vital worship is to the life and health of a disciple and follower of Jesus, and how that is vital to the life and health of the community of faith. As one seasoned pastor told me when I was just starting out in ministry, irregularity binds the church. When worship attendance is irregular or in decline, it does indeed hinder mission and ministry. So, second, let's be honest and serious about Sunday as what some call a holy day of obligation. For we Lutherans who cling to the good news that we are saved by grace through faith in the death and resurrection of Jesus, we resist any discussion of expectation or obligation. Many believe that the freedom of the gospel means, now I don't need to do anything. And truly, many Lutherans live that out. They don't read and study the Word of God. They don't respond to the Great Commission to be a disciple and make disciples, and they don't attend worship faithfully. Hey, say some Lutherans, I'm saved by grace as a gift, so it doesn't matter if I go to church. Which is true in a way, in that salvation doesn't depend upon our works, deeds, or actions. It is not true, though, that we go to church to save ourselves. We go to worship to receive God's gifts of grace in word and sacrament. We go to worship to be in the presence of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for strength, for comfort, and for peace in our lives. We go to worship to respond to God's grace with our thanks and praise, our tithes and offerings. We go to worship to support and encourage the mission and ministry of our community of faith. For all these reasons, and many more, don't we, can't we see and acknowledge that Sunday worship is? For every baptized disciple and follower of Jesus, an obligation, and maybe even a solemn obligation at that. The dictionary defines obligation as an act or course of action to which a person is morally bound, a duty or a commitment, a debt of gratitude. As a husband, and as a father, and as a grandfather, I have a solemn, holy obligation to my wife, my children, and grandchildren. As a pastor in the NALC, I have obligations to my bishop, my fellow staff, and the church. As a Christian, I have obligations to my Lord, one of which is to remember the Sabbath, Sunday, for us to keep it holy. To not forsake the gathering together of believers on Sunday, as is the habit of some, as we read in Hebrews. Isn't worship a solemn, holy obligation for us as Christians? Isn't it helpful for us to understand it in that way? Isn't this why Hebrews exhorts us not to neglect the weekly worship of the congregation? Now, I know we Lutherans have often criticized or even mocked our Roman Catholic brothers and sisters for understanding Sunday Mass as the foremost holy day of obligation, as it says in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Certainly, Sunday worship should never be viewed legalistically, whether Roman Catholic, Lutheran, or Baptist. As my obligations as a pastor, husband, and father are not a demand placed upon me, but a joy and a delight, it is for us Christians to view the obligation of Sunday worship in the same way. A joy and a delight. We are blessed to have the freedom to worship week after week. We are blessed to have congregations, communities of faith in which we can live out our faith, share our faith, and worship our God who is truly God with us. We are blessed to be called to be disciples of Jesus Christ, walking alongside other disciples, gathering together each week to receive the gift of Jesus himself, incarnate in the bread and wine that become his very presence in the Lord's Supper. You know, in most of our congregations, decline in worship attendance is not due to loss of members, but due to members who choose not to worship on a given Sunday. A renewal, then, in our understanding of worship and intentionality with regard to worship in our congregations may, then, in small ways, with small steps, turn the tide of declining worship attendance. And now, maybe you have a story to tell with regard to worship attendance in your congregation. Is your worship attendance stable or increasing? Send me an email at dwendell@thenalc.org and share your story. I'll attempt to include your story in an upcoming Ministry Matters article. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.